New Manat version is a blockbuster. Pimat Prakanong, a comedic version of the renowned Thai ghostly tale Manat, has become so popular that acquiring decent seats for the show at cinemas in Bangkok is almost impossible without booking hours ahead. The film's gross receipts in the greater Bangkok area alone has hit a nearly unprecedented 283 million baht, making it the second highest grossing Thai film of all time, behind only The Legend of Suriyothai, which grossed 550 million baht when it was released in 2001. Many movie critics predicted that Pimat will pass the 300 million mark in earnings by the end of Tuesday. As a result of the success of the new version of the old ghost story, theaters have been packed and fully booked, leaving many Bangkok residents complaining they have been unable to book a cinema seat. Akaponsi Suktawirat, 32, said, "I took my parents to see the movie on Sunday at a mall on Ramatu Road. At 5, both the 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. showings were already almost full. I was told that if I want 3 consecutive seats, I would have to wait for the 9 p.m. showing, with the seats available only in the front 2 rows. My other choice was the 10 p.m. showing." He added that when he tried to book online, a website sold him tickets for seats that were already bought by someone else, which caused him even more hassle. Sasidit Sasi Sakunpon, 27, complained the online website that he accessed crashed while he was trying to make a reservation. He said obtaining the ticket was so difficult that he gave up and decided to watch another movie instead. Pimat Prakanong, produced by GMM Thai Hub, is a traditional Thai legend known as Manat, but hilariously interpreted by Banjong Pisan Thanakun. The original folklore is about a man named Ma, played in this version by Thai-German model and actor Mario Maurer, who left his wife Nak, played by the Thai-Belgian actress Dawika Mai Horn, to serve in the military. Ma later returned to his home and reunited with his wife, who had died during childbirth and became a spiteful spirit. Mr. Banjong said his version of the dark tale is mostly comedy, part romance, and slightly horror. He made tweaks to the plot and created 4 new characters, Mak's friends, who became the main ingredients that account for the movie's surprising success.